In this bulletin, the federal government launches an advertising campaign for women's safety amid rape claims in Parliament. Former Australian advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar faces new allegations. And in sport, tennis world number one Novak Djokovic makes history, breaking another major record. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government has launched an $18 million advertising campaign to tackle violence against women. The campaign, which was launched on International Women's Day, encourages adults to call out disrespect towards women. It comes as the government faces increasing pressure to improve culture towards women in Parliament House and politics. A former Liberal staffer, Brittany Higgins, claims she was sexually assaulted by a colleague in Defence Minister Linda Reynolds' office in 2019. Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop told the ABC 7:30 that there needs to be greater reforms in Parliament. If you or someone you know needs support, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732. Health experts say there was a high incidence of COVID-19 among culturally and linguistically diverse Australians. In a renewed effort, the federal government will collect people's information such as country of birth and languages spoken to check if specific communities are avoiding the vaccine or if there is virus-related misinformation. There are concerns that if the data is made public, it may lead to racial vilification. Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia's chair, Mary Patetsos, says she welcomes the move.
Yes, we did see a high incidence of COVID amongst called, and hence the call for the inclusion of called data in the vaccination rollout to ensure that we're tracking communities so that we know that they are well informed as they make their decision making.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will announce a $1.2 billion extension to a wage subsidy scheme for apprentices. It is the first step in a plan to wean the economy off JobKeeper. Under Australia's apprentice scheme, the government will pay half of an apprentice's wages up to $28,000 a year until September 2022. The scheme will not be capped and the government expects 70,000 new apprentices to be covered. Myanmar's military leader, Min Aung Hlaing, says the detention of an Australian advisor to deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi has led to the discovery of secret financial information. State media is reporting that former economic advisor Sean Turnell was found with information before an attempt to flee the country. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has called for the release of Mr. Turnell, who was detained on February the 6th following a coup that led to the arrest of Ms. Suu Kyi. Australia has suspended military cooperation with Myanmar and redirected aid to non-government organisations. More than 50 protesters have been killed in the violence so far and more than 1,500 arrested. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has made history by breaking Roger Federer's record for most weeks spent as world number one on the ATP Tour. Djokovic surpassed Federer, marking his 311th week as the top player in men's tennis. The Serbian star reclaimed the top ranking from Rafael Nadal in February 2020 and finished as year-ending number one for the sixth time, tying with US great Pete Sampras. He says he's grateful for the support of his home country and fans around the world.
I'm immeasurably happy and of course proud that I've reached this achievement in a sport I'm so dedicated to and a sport I love. I'm grateful in knowing I can share this with others, people in Serbia who aren't my family and my inner circle, but who connect with me and genuinely share in this moment.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 33. Adelaide, much the same, 26. Melbourne, a possible shower, and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 28. Wollongong, a possible shower, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 28. Newcastle, a shower or two, 31. Brisbane, a possible storm, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.